In the early 1900s, photographer Edward Sheriff Curtis traveled around the country photographing North American Indians from 80 tribes. Those 2,000 or so sepia-toned images show Native Americans in tribal dress, stoic, facing the camera straight on, and mostly all not smiling. Well, now, a century later, comes a video in response to Curtis's photos. It's titled Smiling Indians, and it's exactly that, 4 minutes of video of Native Americans, young and old, with smiles ranging from a self-conscious grin to a full-on belly laugh. It was co-created by Ryan Redcorn. He's an Osage Indian from Oklahoma, and he joins me now from Tulsa. Welcome to the program, Ryan.
Well, thank you for having me.
You have dedicated this video to the photographer, Edward Sheriff Curtis. Did you mean that dedication sincerely? Was your tongue in your cheek there?
Yes, it would be fair to say it was tongue and or cheek.
Uh-huh. Well, why is that? What's your problem with those images from Edward Curtis?
Basically, they permeate every history book, you know, from the time that you enter grade school to even the documentaries that are shown on TV now. It becomes the dominant image that people, I mean, they imagine that Indians don't ever smile.
You know, it's interesting because when I look at those old photographs, I see images that seem to me very, very dignified, very prideful, unsmiling, yes, but most photographs from the early 1900s, people would not be smiling. It was a serious business to have your picture taken.
It's true, but unfortunately, that was kind of the end of the era of when people were taking pictures of natives. Even if you just Google Native American or Indian, you'll still come up with a ridiculous, lopsided inventory of what's out there.
There are babies smiling in this video. There are a few times when there's somebody who starts out looking very serious and then breaks into a grin. What were you telling people when you were trying to get them to smile or explaining what you were doing here?
I just told them I was shooting a video on smiling Indians. And
that worked.
it pretty much works. I mean, it's like the prevalence of humor in Indian country is just right there on the surface. All the Indians I know are smiling Indians.
You have this message at the very end of your video. This message pops up. If you remember nothing else about me, remember that I smiled.
When I was editing the video, there was some gunshots or something that was going off across the street. And I thought, man, when we edit the video, your face hurts so much from just smiling from looking at all these images. And I thought, man, this is be a real poetic way to go out if I'm sitting here working on this video and a stray bullet comes in and takes me out. So I had this idea that if that happened, I was just going to type on my cell phone that if you remember nothing else about me, just remember that I smiled. And we decided to put it at the end of the video. It seemed fitting. It spoke to the heart of, you know, what we were trying to have people walk away from.
Well, Ryan Redcorn, thanks for talking to us about it.
Well, I appreciate it.
Ryan Redcorn is the co-creator of the video Smiling Indians. You can watch that video and see photographs by Edward Sheriff Curtis at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.